Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Inherit the Wind is playing at the Goodman Theater, and the bad news is you only have through October 20th to see this incredible show that blew me away. And the actor that most blew me away, playing Henry Drummond, we're talking to right now. He's on the phone. Harry Lennox, what a pleasure to talk to you.
Great to be with you, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, I was watching you on stage, and this is the God's truth. I thought, as an actor, first of all, it's like going to acting school just watching you. But you make it seem so easy. And then I thought, this guy on stage reminds me of Spencer Tracy. And then I thought, and only then I thought, oh, yeah, Spencer Tracy originated the role in Inherit the Wind in the 1960 film. I want to talk about that for a second. I don't know that you're every day compared with Spencer Tracy, but what made me think about it is you're acting, clearly, but it seems like you're not. Does that make any sense to you? It's like you're really there, and you make it seem so seamless.
Well, thank you. First of all, that's a great compliment to make it. You know, I think that's my biggest takeaway from Spencer Tracy's work. And in all honesty and in all fairness to Spencer Tracy, I'm sure I'm ripping him off. I haven't watched the movie in a long time, but I can't get him out of my head. I tell people. So, you know, on some level, it's an homage. On the other level, you know, the play is 60 years, more than that now, 80-some years old, you know. The play was written in 55, and they did the movie in 60. So the play is something, you know, it's a pretty old play. However many years, 1955-ish from today.
But it's still a joy doing it. But I think it is still relevant, which I want to talk about. So for those who don't somehow know the name Harry Lennox, they would certainly know your face if they watch NBC's Blacklist or from a variety of different movies, including The Justice League, Man on the Street, Batman versus Superman, and the list goes on and on and on. You are certainly a seasoned actor. Do you prefer stage or doing movies?
I think it varies. It varies. And increasingly, there's very little distinction. You know, the technology in the theater has advanced a lot, and it sort of allows us to be more, as it were, naturalistic, more film-like in our style. But I would say I prefer the kind of process of film more. It gets a little trying to do the same thing 8 times a week and keep it fresh. That's the obligation, of course, and we try to fulfill it. But it's a little more fun doing different stuff over the course of a film shoot.
So when I'm not comparing you to Carol Channing, but when Carol Channing goes on the road is on Broadway for 83 years in Hello, Dolly or whatever, that's not something that you would do, play the same role year after year.
I think I did do that on television, though. That's the kind of bridge between the two. You know what I mean? Because I got to live with Harold Cooper for 10 years, you know, the guy on the Blacklist that you mentioned. Although you're doing different words, you're still exploring the same person. And so I probably could do it, you know, if it were an intriguing enough part like this. I love the Henry Drummond part. I could do this for at least a year if it was ever necessary.
Now, Inherit the Wind, the movie came out in 1960, and sadly enough, I hate thinking about this to tell you the truth, but that was a long time ago at this point. It seems that it doesn't seem right, but it is what you did on stage and your colleagues do on stage, the show, is as relevant. I walked out of the theater today thinking that, my gosh, sadly in some ways, and I want your comment on this, the show is as relevant today as it was back then.
Yes, I believe, and it's for me, you know, I hear that statement. That's certainly what our director, Henry Godinez, said, and that we all believe and can observe. But I think today it's harder to tell which side is more intolerant. Like in this play, of course, the side, I guess, that would be considered the conservative or traditional side is the more intolerant of the two sides. I think that with Drummond, my character is arguing for, is to have the freedom to think about, you know, other options to what we have just been learning to live with. And I think that, but it's hard to tell which side now is more intolerant. On the left, you know, of course, they're fighting for certain things, reproductive freedoms, et cetera. On the right, they're fighting for classical kind of approaches to things and traditional values. And I think that there's an equal amount of intolerance on both sides for different opinions. And I think we need to have that.
You know, there are still schools, though I hope not many, that wouldn't teach Darwinism, if you will. They say evolution doesn't make any sense at all. Follow the Bible, which is what this show, incidentally, is all about. And it's a true story, if you don't know it, that there was a court case about all this. I love the fact that, by the way, a co-star of the show, I need to mention this, I'm very proud, was WGN Radio, that you're now on. And what's more, when the reporter from WGN said, "We're now covering this," or whatever his line was, and he sticks the microphone in your face and says, "I'm from WGN," the crowd spontaneously applauds WGN. I love that.
Yeah, that's a great moment. It's very, very... it's a great homage to Chicago, and it was, in fact, the case that WGN did report that story, the Scopes monkey trial, so-called monkey trial, was the first broadcast coast-to-coast, I think, over the radio. So it was the trial of the century.
So I've got an idea for your producer, although the show only runs at the Goodman Theater through October 20th. Why not have a real reporter or somebody like me throw out the line? It's only one line. You know, and now you're really typecasting. It's a real reporter from WGN.
Well, it's fair enough that you got actors playing reporters. Why not a reporter being an actor? Let's do it. I'm all for it. You can come in for a guest spot.
You know what? Reporters are actors every single day. So, you know, now they're banning books in certain places and all of these other things, not exactly the same, but really the same notion as to what this show stands all about. And to some extent, it's about race relations. So have we done a lot better since back when the show was originally written?
I think so, personally. Steve, as a matter of fact, you know, I'm not convinced that Darwinian evolution makes any sense at all. There is no evidence for it, for example. Of course, I'm tolerant of the possibility they may find a missing link one day. Of course, I'm also skeptical of seven-day creation. I don't think it was that either. I think that, you know, this is symbolic language, and that there ought to be options that make sense that are taught or at least offered. And so that's really where I stand on it. I think it depends on what books are being banned. You know, I don't want pornography, for example, in the schools.
Of course.
I mean, and that's my understanding of what is really being, you know, banned. Very highly objectionable materials for children in their libraries. And of course, as a former Chicago public school teacher, I'd be very, very reticent to have any such material out there. But it gets mislabeled, and people start to run around misinformation and casting names at each other and so forth without a reasonable discussion, and people tolerating, you know, actual conversation and discussion. So that's my stand on it. But I think that will always be the case. I don't think that problem is ever going to go away in an open society like this.
Well, what you just said was interesting on several different levels, and one of those levels are that you and your combatant, if you will, on stage, were also friends, at least at one point in time.
Yeah.
And that's made clear, and it's also made clear that you're there in part because you believe in the case, but in part because it's a job. So it's a bit more complex. You bring nuance to the story, but I think life is kind of like that. Things aren't always black and white.
Yes, I would agree. Even that, you know, even an event happens to one of the characters without giving too much away if people don't know already. But I express a great deal of admiration for what he had once been. And the fact that even, you know, as the saying goes, even a broken clock is right twice a day. And on that on that level, we can all agree with each other about some things, about what we want, and, you know, and be humane and civil to each other. And I guess that's my big takeaway, is that we need to be more tolerant of varying opinions.
I'll tell you, the show still stands up. It's a lesson, not only from you, but the other players on stage and acting as well. Inherit the Wind at the Goodman Theater. Go see it. It's through October 20th. I wish I could say it's through December 20th. It's not. You're going somewhere else, I guess. So it's through October 20th. It's an honor to talk to you. You are a master actor. Thank you very much, Harry Lennox.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.